Today's story is called Ella's Memory, written by Phumlani Mavimbela. Let's listen closely now. Every year, a big herd of African elephants walked across the dusty, dry land to journey from Botswana to the banks of the Great Zambezi River. Ella, who was one of the elephant calves, was looking forward to her first trip.
Little Ella, listen carefully, Vap.
Mama and Papa Elephant called out to her.
Kuba ke uzabuya kuqala eZambezi. Kune rules eziyi-5. Ekufuneka uzikhumbule and uzithobele. Rule number 1, always stay with the herd. Rule number 2, always stay on the elephant's path. Rule number 3, if you suddenly lose the elephant's path, look for our footprints. If you can't find our footprints, you must follow the rhino horn-shaped hill. Rule number 4, ungakhe ulinge uthethe nasiphi strange animal, especially the wicked and the wild painted dog. Rule number 5, ukuba ulahlekile, uthembe umvundla nobhabhathane kuphela.
Andizolibala, tata.
Wathembisa uEla. And so Ella, her mama and papa joined the great herd and began the long journey to the Great Zambezi River. Ella remembered the elephant's rule and stayed with the herd. That was until a tiny little ladybird flew past her. It was bright red with little black polka dots on its wings.
Wow! Ayisenhle!
Ella said as the ladybird danced for her eyes and then flew off.
Buya! Buya!
Wakhwaza uEla eleqa. She pushed her way through other elephant families. Ella was very fast for a baby elephant and soon she disappeared. The bright red ladybird flew deep into the bush. Soon, Ella was running so fast that she didn't see a ditch, and so down she tumbled and splat, she was covered in mud. She tried to climb out, but she kept slipping back down.
Oh no! Ndizokwenza njani ke ngoku?
Watcho Ella elila. Suddenly, the ground beneath her moved and out popped a little rabbit. He wore a tiny yellow safety hat.
Hello. You must be one of those strange little elephants that looks like a pig. Nice to meet you.
He greeted.
Ay, ndiyindlovu yamanyani mna,
said Ella shyly.
Really? That's very disappointing. I would have loved a selfie with a pig elephant. Kutheni useludakeni nje?
Wabuza umvundla.
Ndiwele emseleni ngempazamo ngoku andikwazi uphuma apha. I need to get back to my head.
Well, I can get you out. But only if you pretend to be a pig elephant and take a selfie with me. Mna ndingumvundla. Ndingakwazi ukugrumba umngxunya phela udakeni uthubeleze.
Ella agreed to the request, and the rabbit took a selfie with her, then dug a winding tunnel that helped Ella climb out of the muddy ditch.
Thank you, Mr. Rabbit!
Said Ella and hugged him with her little trunk.
You take care now.
The rabbit shouted, waving goodbye to Ella. But when Ella went back to the bush, it was already dark. She couldn't see the elephant's footprints, and she also couldn't see the rhino horn-shaped hill.
Oh no! Andikwazubona ebusuku.
Ella was exhausted, so she sat down and cried. Just then, she felt something moving behind her. She got a huge fright when she found a wild-looking painted dog staring at her.
Oh dear. Ndikothe ndikoyikisile na.
The painted dog said, straightening his tie.
I didn't mean to. I am a professional painted dog. Nice to meet you.
He reached out a paw to greet Ella, but she remembered her papa's warning not to trust the painted dog. She quickly turned and hurried away as fast as she could.
We are Pingogo, little elephant,
called the painted dog.
I can show you where the rhino horn-shaped hill is.
Ella began running, but she knew that the painted dog could run faster than she could. She heard the sound of water splashing, and so she ran towards it and fell into a small river. Elephants are great swimmers, but the same could not be said about painted dogs. Ella swam until she reached the shore. She had gotten away from the wicked painted dog, but sadly, she was now well and truly lost. Or was she? Just as the sun started to rise the next morning, a beautiful yellow butterfly sat on the tip of Ella's trunk.
Little elephant, masabe sobabini?
Watcho upapatane ngelizwi elincinanana. Ella remembered that Papa had said she could trust butterflies, so she followed it through a small forest until she saw the rhino horn-shaped hill. Then she heard familiar, loud, stomping noises and the sounds of elephants trumpeting. Ella ran for the rhino horn-shaped hill until she saw the great herd of elephants. Papa and Mama Elephant, who had been very worried about her, rushed to give Ella a big hug. Thanks to Ella's good memory, she had recalled everything that her parents had taught her about the 5 elephant rules, and she had found her way back home. And so, we come to the end of another Nalibali story time. Today's story was called A Last Memory, written by Phumlani Mavimbela. This story was brought to you by the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Drip drop, drip drop, washing the day away.
Drip drop.
Apple.
Drip drop.
And now the debt is away. Yes, that's right. Washed away. You want to know you're talking like a big boy.
Yeah, but our little one is so smart. Listen to him sounding out your words.
Stories with a meaning can help children make good choices, and real men make time to share stories with their children. Find free stories in your language at www.nalibali.org or WhatsApp stories to 0600-442254. Nalibali, it starts with a story.